Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Hartung. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clint Hartung. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mock. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartung fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball four. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball four. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pafko. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a line drive towards left. Sauer chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Sauer. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartung moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Hartung scores. Lockman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Irvin moves to second. Dewey Atkins now pitching. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Dewey Atkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atkins is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauch takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to third. Mauch moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartung hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Atkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartung moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz is hit by the pitch. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Mize reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mize moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Monty Irvin. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney is walked intentionally. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. Gordon scores. Rigney goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Giants. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartung hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to third. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartung fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dewey Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Adkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Lockman moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko juggles the ball. That's an error on Pafko. Lockman scores. It's 7-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Adkins. Thompson moves to third. Mize moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thompson scores. It's 8-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mize moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mize scores. Gordon moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-0, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 10-0, Giants. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartung takes first base on ball four. Rigney moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartung covering, for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Giants. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball towards left. Sauer settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sauer. Thompson moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Gordon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Dewey Atkins. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Emil Kusch now pitching. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Mueller strikes out. One out. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartung hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe LaFatin now playing first base. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Mock reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman, who is chasing the ball. Jeffcoat reaches third base with a triple. Mock scores. It's 11-2, Giants. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffcoat scores. One out. It's 11-3, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a line drive towards short. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.